Yeah, it definitely was. And as Justin Fuente said after the game, all of it's great, provided that you win, and then you can go back and maybe balance out what you were feeling in the moments combined with the stress of trying to win the football game. So when you were able to do all of that and you'd come from behind and you'd won the football game, then you could take in the scenery and the Golden Dome and the sunset that we had in the third quarter. And yeah, it was pretty cool. And you and I actually walked off the field with a lot of the guys because they were out there for a while celebrating, which gave us time to get down there. And that was one of the cooler things that I've done. But I think when you peel it back a little farther for this Hokie football team, Wes, it wasn't just the fact that it was Notre Dame and that they won a game on the road and that there were so many fans there. I think it was a relief for them to remember that they're a solid football team, because it had been a few weeks since we had seen them play to the level that they did, particularly defensively in that second half.
I was going to ask you what your lasting impression of that comeback was, but it sounds like you just nailed it right on the head.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. You know, I think for Justin Fuente, his message to the guys has been the same all season, really, but more emphatically over the last couple of weeks, and that is that, guys, you just need to settle down. You need to play loose. And I think for this team, coming into the season, they didn't have a ton of expectations in terms of competing for the Coastal and playing for an ACC title and winning double-digit games and then getting into the level or at the level number 14 in the college football playoff. And I think a lot of them started to play pretty tight and not to lose. And we started to see that against Duke, certainly, and they were able to survive that game. And then it's falling flat against Georgia Tech. And then coming out and getting punched in the mouth in the first quarter against Notre Dame seemed like it was finally the wake-up call that they needed to get back to executing on both sides of the football where they hadn't been over the past few weeks.
John Lazor brought to you by Cowan Gates, the voice of the Hokies. Once again, coverage begins 10:30 on Saturday on Fox Sports 910. So with that stated, a lot of emotion this week. You've got, obviously, the rivalry game. You've got Senior Day. You've got the ACC title, which, depending on what happens Friday night, is still going to be at stake. So what's the message from Justin Fuente to his team this week?
You know, I had an opportunity to talk with him multiple times yesterday, and one, he seems like he's in a great mood. I think that when you look all the way back to him taking the job, which was just about a year ago, and actually the rumors started trickling in while the Hokies were beating UVA down in Charlottesville last year, he's just been through so much in terms of the transition and the pressure that he's faced in replacing a legend in Frank Beamer and moving his family and all the things that have gone with it. So I think for him, he's finally gotten to a place where it's all about football. You've got a known opponent in front of you, and if you beat them, it's a really validating factor for what his program has established already and will continue to, hopefully, in the years to come, because at that point you can hang the Coastal Division banner. And I think on top of that, he wouldn't admit this, but I'll say it for him, everything else would probably be gravy going forward from that point. But from a football perspective for the Hokies, they're going to say all the right things, and I think they truly believe them because they've seen the floor of their level, and that floor is certainly a team that's beatable for a team like Virginia, who doesn't have the greatest talent in the world, certainly, but is very well coached and very well organized and certainly is going to throw everything they've got left at the Hokies this Saturday.
Yeah, because this is it. This is their season, and they may not have much to write off, and I know a lot of guys have said that they want to be the guys remembered as the building blocks and the foundation of this program. I mean, really, the only thing that left that they could get was being the team that ends this 12-year drought. Now, they're all intangible things. How about the tangible? Give me one thing that you look across and you see Virginia, and they at least have your attention in this department.
Well, I think you can't look at the defense and not look at Micah Kizer and Quinn Blanding and recognize that those are playmakers that you more than likely need to scheme away from, if possible. Obviously, Kizer patrols the whole field, and Blanding's done that at times as well. And I think for the Hokies, losing Marshawn Williams for the year, are you going to be able to establish some semblance of a passing game in the short term like you did in the second half against Notre Dame? Talk about those quick outs to Isaiah Ford and then what you were able to do across the middle with CJ and Cam, or are you going to try to identify a running threat out of the backfield? We saw the Hokies go empty so much against Notre Dame, and not to say that that'll be the matchup they favor against Virginia, but is it going to be Trayvon McMillan, who was not hurt, Wes, and got just one carry in that game? Is he going to be given another opportunity? Will Shy McKenzie reemerge? Is it going to be Jerrod Evans 18 to 22 times like it's basically been over the last 5 weeks? But where is that identity going to come from to hold on to the football? Because I think that's what you need to do. It's not an explosive Virginia offense by any means, and it's certainly one that continues to change and evolve with their quarterback swap. But at the same time, I think that the Hokies feel they've stressed their defense way too much over the last month, and they need to try to avoid that. And they have to get off to a good start
in
this football game, Wes. That is something that has really eluded them, particularly in the games in which that they have struggled. And I don't think you can ask yourself to come back and chip away play after play. And there's going to be a ton of energy and excitement at Lane Stadium. That absolutely went away in the course of about 2 minutes against Georgia Tech. And that's almost like playing on the road at that point. Not that your crowd is hostile or anything like that, but you can definitely feel the disappointment because it's palpable. And the Hokies need to do everything in their power to maintain that energy level.
You mentioned Marshawn Williams, and there hasn't been much a semblance of a featured running back. But here's a guy who's now been lost for a better part of two seasons. He's been out. Another injury. Listening to Justin Fuente the other day, Lays, here's a guy who the weight was a question mark and going to class and the grades were a question mark. It was the tone in which Fuente said about him being lost for the season. Sam Rogers commented, it seems like a guy who, look, we go to college, we have a lot of growing up to do, but here seems a guy that's gained a lot of locker room respect, and a lot of people were saddened by the news that he's lost for the year.
He's just such a great guy, Wes. I mean, he is. Anytime you're around him, you leave smiling, and I know that sounds cliche, but he's just such a happy guy, and even when he was just rehabbing, couldn't do anything, he'd be jogging very slowly around the practice field, kind of glumly, and every time he'd run by, he'd have a little quip or a little one-liner or something like that. And, you know, he's just one of those energetic personalities. He's the juice. You know, he makes himself go and he makes the team go. So although his stats don't pop off the page at you, he's a guy that you could tell that Justin and Brad Cornelison really trusted with the ball in his hands at times. And I think they saw a lot of potential for him to potentially take over this backfield next year and be the power scheme back for what they wanted to do. And they make this offense, pending the departure potentially of Bucky and Isaiah, more into the mold of what their offenses look like at previous stops. And I think Marshawn was going to be a big piece of that. Now, we don't know the extent of the knee injury, but obviously with his track record, you look at where you are in the season now and you think, wow, it's going to be another long recovery time. So that's hard to see. And that's one thing that no one will ever accuse Justin Fuente of, and that's not caring about his players, Wes, because he was really broken up about it. I was sitting with him privately, and I know what he said publicly, and I was sitting with him privately in his office, and his mood didn't lighten at all when we were talking about it. He was pretty broken up about it for sure, and you could see the pride in his eyes as well. I don't think he'd recommend this. In fact, I know he wouldn't, for a guy to not report an injury and go back in and play, but the fact that he wanted to win that Notre Dame game that badly with as significant as an injury as it sounds and to go back in, that was something that certainly will gain you respect.
Well put, well said. All right, Lays, have fun with your California Thanksgiving, but I will see you in Blacksburg. Should I bring you anything? Pumpkin pie, pecan pie, dark meat? What do you want?
Yeah, pumpkin bourbon would be great.
Safe travels, my friend.
Thanks, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving.